friends, we're the Scary Godmothers, and today we're doing another installment of Herstory, the series where we talk about incredible women and their lives. I'm your Scary Godmother, Mel.
And I'm your Scary Godmother, Jill. All right, today's episode is about Nadia Murad, a remarkable human rights activist and Nobel Peace Prize winner. A woman who's made it her life's mission to advocate for the Yazidi people who are undergoing a current genocide.
That's awful, and she sounds like a badass. Do tell more.
She is. But to talk about Nadia, we must first talk about her people, the Yazidi, and her religion. Mm-hmm. The Yazidi are members of a Kurdish religious minority found primarily in northern Iraq, southeastern Turkey, northern Syria, the Caucasus region, and parts of Iran. The Yazidi religion, Yazidism, is a syncretic, monotheistic religion. Founded in the 11th century, the religion takes elements from Zoroastrianism, Christianity, and Islam. The core tenets of Yazidism are the belief of one omnipotent, omnipresent, and omniscient god named Hodi. Hodi created the world, created humans, gave the world free will, and will punish those who oppose him. Unlike other monotheistic religions such as Christianity or Islam, the Yazidi perceive God as a holy trinity. The holy trinity consists of a peacock angel named Tawusi Melek, Sheikh Adi, and Sultan Azi. According to oral traditions, God ordered the peacock angel to not submit to other beings. God then tested his loyalty by creating Adam and asked the peacock angel to bow down to Adam. The peacock angel refused to submit, but here, unlike other religions, God praises the angel for his devotion to his word and does not cast him to earth. Rather, God rewards the peacock angel as an ambassador to humanity and tasks him with bestowing divine wisdom upon the Yazidi people every 1,000 years. The peacock angel is then a chief member of the Holy Trinity. The Yazidi Holy Trinity is the only way through which God can be observed, and the Trinity, especially the peacock angel, is an object of veneration and reverence. Yazidism is a highly guarded faith. Oral traditions, religious ceremonies, and traditional customs are hidden from outsiders. The Yazidi practice an endogamous method of marriage. They must marry within their own community to maintain their beliefs and to increase group safety. Due to this baseless parallel between the peacock angel and Satan, many Muslims and Christians have accused the Yazidis of being devil worshippers. I cannot say this enough. The peacock angel is a distinct entity from the traditional concept of Satan. Satan as a concept does not exist in the Yazidi faith. The Yazidi history is rooted in violent persecution. To this day, they have been subjected to 74 genocides, during and including the reign of the Ottoman Empire, during the post-2003 Iraq invasion, and most recently at the hands of ISIS. Now, in 2014, ISIS or ISIL began systematically killing Yazidi families in northern Iraq and Sinjar, where a majority of Yazidi families live. The totalities are estimated at anywhere from 1,200 to 10,000 people brutally murdered, 7,000 women and children enslaved, and almost 500,000 people displaced from their homes. In 2014, Nadia Murad, born and raised in the village of Concho in the Sinjar district in Iraq, became one of the victims of this mass ethnic cleansing and sexual violence. At the age of 19, she was taken into sexual slavery by ISIS. In her village, 600 people, including Nadia's mother, brothers, and stepbrothers, were killed. She was taken to the city of Mosul as a slave. She was beaten, burned, and raped repeatedly. Unfortunately, she is not the only one. Yazidi people, especially women and children, are often enslaved and transported to be raped, beaten, and sold off like cattle. These are horrifying stories of forced abortions, mass rape, trafficking through mobile phone apps, starvation, forced conversion. Like the many women who fought their captors, who resisted conversions, protected their children and others during their captivity, Nadia is another example of intelligence, courage, and strength. After 3 months in capture, Nadia escaped her captor's home when the house was left unlocked. A neighboring family helped smuggle her out of ISIS-controlled area to a refugee camp. Here, her story transitions to that of advocacy. Nadia, in December 2015, spoke to the UN about human trafficking. In the following year, she was named a Goodwill Ambassador for the Dignity of Survivors of Human Trafficking. She would start working on bringing global and local initiatives to bring awareness to human trafficking and refugees. That same year, Amal Clooney decided to represent Nadia as a client in a legal action against the ISIL commanders. In addition, Nadia launched Nadia's Initiative, which is a nonprofit that works to persuade governments and international organizations to support the sustainable redevelopment of the Yazidi homeland, as well as survivors of sexual abuse globally. That was taken directly from their website, which will be linked in the show notes, and they are accepting donations to continue their work. In 2017, Nadia met Pope Francis to ask for help for the Yazidi in captivity by ISIS. In 2018, Murad became the first Yazidi and Iraqi woman to have won the Nobel Peace Prize alongside Denis Mukwege for their effort to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war and armed conflict. Nadia's activism work has been instrumental in drafting and passing UN Security Council Resolution 2379 and 2467. Both work to either hold ISIL or ISIS accountable for the war crimes they commit and to help end sexual violence in conflicts. In addition, she has established the Murad Code, which aims to help sexual violence survivors and to uphold their human rights. Nadia has worked with Iraqi authorities to help draft and advocate for the Yazidi Female Survivors Law, which was passed in March 2021 by the Iraqi Parliament. The law formally acknowledges the Yazidi genocide and the gender-based trauma of sexual violence against the Yazidi women and other ethnic minorities. It lays the groundwork for paying reparations and guarantees land and job opportunities for the survivors of ISIL and ISIS captivity. That same year, the Yazidi community buried 104 victims of the Concho massacre, including two of Nadia's brothers. Many families and survivors were able to lay their family members to rest after 6 years of systemic ethnic cleansing. The ceremony also served as a reminder that the mass graves in Sinjar need to be exhumed and reburied properly. Nadia has made it her life's mission to work on advocating for the Yazidi people, especially women and children stuck in captivity. I mentioned earlier Nadia's initiative, her nonprofit. Well, they are working to rebuild Sinjar by promoting, quote, education, healthcare, economy, sanitation, women's empowerment, and cultural preservation. The initiative programs are, and I'm quoting here, community-driven and survivor-centric, aiming to foster long-term peace-building in the region and to reduce the community's reliance on foreign aid, end quote. As of 2023, the 450,000 people are total beneficiaries of her programs. There is a whole report on the types of programs and what they do, and that will be linked below, but it's also on her website or on the Nadia's Initiative website. Nadia's story is that of survival, advocacy, awareness, and the idea that you can make a difference. Despite the centuries of persecutions, Nadia's community, the Yazidi, are still here. They are waiting for the violence to end, to receive justice, to see those who commit war crimes punished, to have support from their fellow humans. And for as long as people like Nadia are alive to advocate, the Yazidi may someday get their dream of being able to practice their culture and faith in peace, to be allowed to live.
I did not even know that this was a religion. I was not taught that in school.
I didn't either. I saw a TikTok video about, it was also another survivor who had escaped. And she made a TikTok video about just celebrating her faith. And then I was like, wait, I've never heard of this religion. Like, what is going on? And I went like down a rabbit hole and I was mad.
I don't even know like what emotion is taking precedence here. I feel so angry and so horrified at what these people have had to deal with. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And this is a genocide they're part of right now.
This is the 74th
one. This is the 74th fucking genocide. Mm-hmm. This is insane.
Yep. And just when you read mm-hmm. about it, and you read about the people who survived or those who didn't and what has happened to them and just like the stories, I literally felt so sick. Like I could not believe that we as human beings are doing this to other human beings. Forget whatever it is you are thinking of their religion or whatever. They are human beings. There's- and the fact that we are doing this, it is horrifying.
It is 2023 and this stuff is still happening. This is very real and it's prevalent. And there are children that are involved with this. I mean, all lives are sacred and should be protected. But the fact that there's also children getting caught up in this, like all of this is horrific and I don't even know how to feel.
Yeah. And I did not mention some of the more horrific. The horrific tales, but if you do, you know, click on any of the links that are in the show notes and you start reading and you start going on, like I said, Nadia's initiative, and she has some stories on there and some other articles and stuff, like it is absolutely horrifying what we are doing as a society and how we are not more up in arms about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I did not know that this was a thing. I did not know this was a religion, let alone that there's a genocide going on. Happening. And let alone that, like, this is horrifying things. Like, things I cannot imagine. And I'm so angry. Like, I can't, you know, like, when you can't swallow yeah. mm-hmm. and you can't, like, it just makes me feel so sick.
I don't even think that I have the strength to be able to look at what has actually been happening. I mean, you hear genocide and it's horrific, but then there's tales of what these people have survived through. And like you said, some people didn't survive and what happened to them. I don't think I could look this up because I am not strong enough.
There are literally mass graves in Sinjar, but also in other provinces and I'm sorry, in other areas that were controlled by ISIS that underwent the systemic ethnic cleansing. And I saw this news segment and it's literally like this girl is walking through and she's like, well, we really don't know who that could be. Like that could be, you know, my uncle, that could be my, and then there was like, and they were showing the mass grave. And in the mass grave, there's also the grave of like a child, like a baby.
Oh, dear.
And it's just like the people broke down because, of course. But the fact that I don't know how we as earthlings are not more up in arms about this. And the fact that the Yazidi are an ethnic minority and they are one of the largest ethnic minorities in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And the fact that these people are crying and asking for help and asking for support. And we're just turning a blind eye. Like newspapers don't print this anymore. Mm-hmm. Reporters are not going anymore.
I mean, you had to find out from TikTok.
Yeah.
And I had to find out from you.
And it's just like, it's crazy. I can't wrap my head around it. But like I said, I think the best thing we could do is first be aware of what's going on. Be aware of that the Yazidi exist. I think that's step one. Mm-hmm. Then educate ourselves about their culture, about their history, about them as a group.
They seem completely peaceful.
And realize that, yes, they might have a different, you know, religion than you. They might have a different outlook than you. They might have a different culture than you, but they are still people.
At the end of the day, they are people and they're being massacred.
Yep. And there is... And the third thing I think would be supporting nonprofits like Nadia's to help bring those programs, those initiatives to the local people to have them receive the aid that they need to help rebuild their community.
It's been ravaged.
And I think, I mean, shouting out to Nadia's like story, like what she went through.
The strength that you have to be able to... She escaped, she survived, and then she's in the thick of it.
She did not, you know, just like, okay, I escaped and I got like, you know, mm-hmm. whatever.
She did not back down.
Nope, she went and she's been to all of these really powerful people, mm-hmm. and she is asking for help, and she is not only asking, but she's doing. She mm-hmm. is, you know, creating laws, helping create laws, mm-hmm. draft them up, helping foster support. And I think if everybody was like Nadia,
the world would be a better place.
The world would be a better place. And I think that's what this is about. I think that's all we can do is bring awareness, be educated, and then donate to initiatives like hers, her nonprofit.
Because they're doing a lot of good.
They are.
And I'm going to donate. I can't.
Yeah. Like, I saw it and I was like, yeah. And then when you go on her, like, the Nadia's Initiative website, there is, like, a report where you can see, like, all the programs they've done. Mm-hmm. And it's absolutely amazing. They've helped rebuild elementary schools. They've helped rebuild, like, hospitals. They've helped, you know, actually, like, give, like, job opportunities to women and stuff. And that is just amazing. And at the end of the day, I think a lot of religious radicals, mm-hmm. I would like to say, I think they get faith twisted.
Mm-hmm. It's not faith that they have.
I think it's the need for power, uh-huh. and the need that we are better than you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Control.
I don't
All they want is control.
Think, and I will speak as a Muslim. Mm-hmm. What ISIS does is not...
It's not Islam
because if you were, despite what you've read, despite all of that, if you've read one like line of it, and that line is, and it's my favorite thing in the world, is that if you kill one person, it's like you've killed all of humanity. Mm-hmm. And if you save one person, it's like you've saved all of humanity. And that is the fundamental thing, because if you just do that, the world would be so much better. Mm-hmm. Because Islam is, I will say this,
peaceful religion, and people get it twisted.
And if you pick and choose your faith, I think if you just pick mm-hmm. the most like radicalized, the most like mm-hmm. I don't know, war forward parts, then of course you're going to have a twisted view of life and of mm-hmm. what people are and what is right and wrong. And I think people forget that. I think people pick a religion, pick the parts they like.
And then forget
everything mm-hmm. within the context of that. And I think this is just, it's just awful.
I'm trying to still wrap my brain around this. This is... no words. I mean, these people need help. These people need us. Mm-hmm. And if you can donate, please donate. And if not, spread the word. Get people mm-hmm. talking about it. Because the fact that this is 2023, and this is their 74th genocide that they've been a part of, mm-hmm. and we don't know. I didn't know about this. You didn't know about this. We had to find out from TikTok.
Yeah.
This is something that needs to be talked about. I mean, you didn't even go into the gory details of everything that's happened here,
I just couldn't do that because it would just...
It's too bad. It's too much.
And the thing is, I can't sit there and re-victimize someone. I think mm-hmm. you read mm-hmm. the headlines and you mm-hmm. read the stories, but just to sit there and just tell these mm-hmm. stories, I mean, they are horrific, horrific instances of sexual violence using rape as a weapon of war and destruction. And it's just like, as a woman, as a person, as just, it just makes me really angry. Mm-hmm. And I just want everyone to know Nadia's story, and I want people to know about the Yazidi, and I want them to know that there are still women and children stuck in captivity.
They need help.
And they need help. And the way we can help is either through donation, like active monetary funds, mm-hmm. or through promoting awareness and education. Mm-hmm. And that is all.
You said it perfectly.
So
hopefully we didn't ruin your whole day.
Yeah.
I feel like my whole day is ruined now.
It's hard, but I think we need to talk about the hard stuff. We need to
talk about this.
Yeah, because that is the only way we progress as a society.
Let's get together and try to do something, because we need to.
Yep. But yeah, and everything will be linked. And please go check out Nadia's initiative. And thank you so much for listening.
We really appreciate you guys, and we appreciate Nadia.
Yeah, Nadia. Go, Nadia.